Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Wednesday, the Federal Open Market Committee concluded its latest meeting with a statement that the federal funds interest rate would not be changed. This result was generally expected and was the focus of all the news coverage. Unfortunately, that was not the most important statement in the announcement last week. As the Fed has stated in every announcement since December last year, it announced, quote, "the stance of monetary policy remains accommodative," unquote. The English translation of that carefully crafted clause means that the Federal Reserve is committed to driving down the value of the U.S. dollar over time. Well, what happens when the currency you use to pay for your purchases declines? First, what you pay for food, clothing, shelter, transportation, and medical care will all increase and go up even more than we have experienced in recent years. Second, as the value of the U.S. dollar declines, there will be less foreign demand to hold U.S. dollars or U.S. Treasury debt unless a much higher interest rate is paid. Third, along with lower foreign demand for new issues of U.S. Treasury debt, a lower dollar will spark more repatriation of dollars and Treasury debt now in foreign hands. The best estimates I see are that there are about $12 trillion of U.S. currency and Treasury debt held outside the U.S. As this is sent back to the U.S. to be redeemed for goods, services, and ownership of American companies and real estate, that will reduce our standard of living. Since the Fed's announcement last Wednesday through yesterday afternoon, the value of the U.S. dollar has dropped almost 2%. It is now worth less than what it was when British citizens voted in late last June to exit the European Union. In contrast, as of yesterday afternoon, the prices of gold and silver were at their highest levels in more than 2 years. Going forward, the government's guarantee to reduce the future value of the dollar will also push up gold and silver prices even higher. Are you prepared? Be sure to tune in again Friday when I tell you about the devastating July 8 International Monetary Fund Committee report here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.